This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let us spare a thought here for the congressional staffers and the lobbyists and the think tank and all the others who are looking at a maybe not so fun-filled weekend of digging through the 400-plus pages of that GOP tax bill to find out what it actually says and sorting out where to pick their fights come Monday when this thing heads to the House Ways and Means Committee to get chewed over. Marked up is the word I used with Sudeep. Already weighing in, as Sudeep mentioned, are small businesses, many of whom are none too pleased with this bill as written, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains.
The National Federation of Independent Business, which says it represents more than 325,000 owners, does not like this bill.
Most small business owners would not be eligible for a reduction in their taxes.
That's Jack Mosloom, a spokesperson for the group. One issue, it gives a tax cut to some types of small businesses, but not all.
We definitely support a substantial tax cut for the local manufacturer, but we support the same substantial tax cut for his accountant.
New York University's Daniel Shaviro says even those who get a tax cut may see their tax bill go up by losing personal income tax deductions and credits.
They're going to win and lose in different ways in accounting, not just how is my small business taxed, but how am I taxed when I happen to own a small business.
And some of the changes called for in the bill may end up helping only big businesses, says Lillian Mills, a professor at the University of Texas, Austin. For example, a new proposal letting businesses immediately expense all their equipment. Small businesses could already do that up to $250,000.
Your mom and pops, your hair salons, they aren't buying more than $250,000 of assets per year now.
Unless this tax nudge might encourage your salon to invest in some really high-end dryers or something. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.